In the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the servant, the more he sacrifices the things that are beloved to him, dear to him, to attain Allah ta'ala's love, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Allah ta'ala gives the love to that servant. So in other words, Allah's love, to attain Allah's love, this is one method, one means, one resource, that for the sake of Allah, the most beloved thing of yours, the thing that you hold most dear, you keep sacrificing in the path of Allah. Why is the status of the shaheed, the martyr, very high? That for the human being, his life, his personal life is most beloved. And he sacrifices that in the path of Allah. Allah Ta'ala then elevates his status. بَلْ أَهْيَاهُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. That those people, they are not dead, they haven't died, you don't know their life, you don't know what type of life, what sort of life that Allah Ta'ala has attained to them after dying. What ibadah has that person done? The most beloved and dear thing for that person, his life, he's given that to Allah. So my friends, there's an objective, we have a journey of life in this world, there's a purpose, a mission, and our greatest objective is to attain Allah Ta'ala's love. So this is one great method, tariqah. The most beloved thing for a person is that if something is a restriction, a hurdle for you in the path to Allah, then you should sacrifice that. And then more Allah Ta'ala's love will come towards us. In the morning, this dhikr gathering, why is Allah Ta'ala given such a great reward of Hajj and Umrah? And apart from that, there are many other rewards for this gathering in the morning. Why? Because the servant, the human being, he is sacrificing his beloved action that he was doing before that. And what is that right now at this moment in time? Is that it's very beloved to us, very dear to us. We like the sleep. To a person leaves his bed early morning. Sleep is so beloved for a person, so nice is it for a person, that there's a saying that sleep, that even if you're about to be hung, yes, that you feel even sleepy then if you're tired. So when a person in the morning, he's sleepy, drowsy, sacrifices his sleep for the sake of Allah, it's a big sacrifice leaving his bed, mattress, he stops, suppresses his sleep. It comes. If you're sleepy, because Allah Ta'ala has put this inside a human being, the drowsiness, the tiredness, but for the sake of Allah's love, he stops that, the person, he stops, and he leaves his sleep, and he sacrifices his sleep for the sake of Allah. Even though Allah Ta'ala hasn't made it fard, essential, or hasn't made it compulsory to do this, but just for the sake of Allah, what he does, that he says, through Allah's dhikr, remembrance, I'll get the love of Allah, so he sacrifices his sleep, and he sits in the dhikr of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then, especially for this dhikr gathering in the morning, Allah Ta'ala then gives that person the glimpses, the glances of Allah's love. They come into the heart. Strange, unique, brilliance Allah Ta'ala puts into his heart and illumination, particularly in the morning time. So anyhow, this is a principle that Allah Ta'ala says, if you want to attain Allah's love, closeness, to sacrifice the things that you love most in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can see that in the path of Allah, that what am I doing? If you can see there's a hurdle, a barrier stopping you getting to the love of Allah, then sacrifice that thing. So in other words, if I sacrifice this thing now and leave it, I will get Allah Ta'ala's nearness and love, then do it. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding of this and give us the ability to do this as well. Friday is the head of the days. It is the greatest day of the week. It is the greatest day. And Allah Ta'ala has selected this day, Sayyidul Ayyam, Friday, Jummah. And on this day, the greatest deed, best action, and the best dhikr is reciting durood. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said himself that on this day of Friday, send durood upon me in abundance. Your durood, it arrives to me. So this day, Allah has selected especially for His Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's durood. So alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Today we have started this day of Jummah with the rays of the sun. We start this day with durood sharif, alhamdulillah. And with, in a nice way, beautifully, and with lots of love, recite durood sharif. Great ni'mah, considering it a great gift of Allah, treasure of Allah. Allah selected us from billions of people, that this day it starts, and we are starting with durood sharif, alhamdulillah.